Hello, I'm six. I started making art years ago, but not doing anything with that art. And then I came across street art and graffiti in London, East London mainly, and realised that I could make things, and rather than just throw them away or stick them in a drawer, I could stick them on a wall and people would see them, and it would make people smile or even just stop for a second and look and just take pause in their life. I think anything that stops people in their tracks to admire or even to hate is something that's quite amazing, really. It's all about show and tell as well. You know, I know every child likes to make something and show their parents. Well, I still think that possibly I am childlike at times, and I like to make things and show people. It's just fun as well. I think this is one of the main things for me, is that all that I do has got to be fun and make me happy. It's all about me. Really, at first of all, I make that art primarily for myself, and then after that I share it with the world. My ideas, they come from nowhere except my head, really. I don't like to be influenced by the outside world. There's many artists that I admire, but I try not to be influenced by anyone or anything, and just let my head do the creating, really. If an idea does come into my head, I normally have to react on it immediately. I don't really make notes or put down ideas as such. One such example is I've done a piece called Never Forget in East London, which was red tissue paper and black paint. And I'd made some poppies of various sizes and pasted these to the wall and then dripped black paint in the centres. And some people took that as an Armistice Remembrance Day, like Poppy Day thing, which it primarily was. But then the black drips coming down from the centre sort of hints at other meanings. You know, people can take from it what they will. Really, black drips remind me of oil. The current, more modern wars that we've been in, I don't necessarily think are about people's freedom, but more control, possibly. I don't like to be too involved with politics, because I think I'd become too heated and too involved with it. I've got other things to do. Some of the favourite works I've created have been some bottle flowers I made in Brick Lane. There was about 35 plastic bottles splayed out to look like flowers and spray painted in various colours and then screwed to the wall. And it was nice how they fluttered in the wind and they reacted with the environment rather than just being a flat piece of work. I also done a 40-foot long snake on the Haygate estate. I absolutely loved doing it. It was so much fun, using a big roller and a brush from a dustpan and brush and some masonry paint I bought from a recycling place, like a charity shop. It was so much fun. I absolutely loved that place. Some of the ways I work with other artists. I enjoy working with people that are a contrast to my work. I just think it makes it more interesting when things contrast rather than complement each other. I like that. When my art is painted by other artists or buffed or stolen, I still find that a bit sort of heart-wrenching. I find it difficult to deal with. But I'm learning slowly that it is, you know, the streets. It belongs to the street. Once it's in the street, it belongs to the street, and you can't be too precious over it. But it's hard for me to not be precious. You know, I've spent time making it or painting it, but gradually I'm getting around that bit. Breaking rules doesn't motivate me. It's not part of my creative process at all. A couple of times it has been about pure vandalism of certain adverts that I found quite offensive, and a lot of other people found offensive as well, using graffiti or street art as the medium, but going over existing graffiti or street art to push their big corporation. So that's absolute crap. So I altered their adverts. Other interests in my life. I absolutely love history, and I'm currently doing a process of painting on old letters I found in an abandoned factory. That the letters are becoming damaged, so I've removed some, and I've painted on them and pasted them back up. People, I think, like history because, I don't know, it's nice to know where you come from. And I like the idea of reusing stuff that's just litter previously or just dumped. Hence, I enjoy also painting fridges and sofas that are dumped in the street. It just makes it so much more interesting. You walk past a dumped fridge and you just think, oh, it's a fridge. But when it's painted with dots and dashes and colour, or even funny remarks like, this is not a portal to Narnia, or shush, small person inside, it makes it more fun. It gives the fridge or sofa a second life. My future as an artist, I really don't know. I'm becoming disillusioned with it all at times when I see people doing this pop culture stuff, you know, putting famous people on pieces of paper and pasting them on walls. Where's the art in that? I just think it's absolute crap. It's been done so many times before, and it works commercially, but for me it's not about commercial stuff. It's, as I said before, it's really about fun and enjoying myself. I do it to enjoy myself. I do it to keep myself sane. So all these thoughts running around my head, I can actually put down on paper or pistachio nutshells or sponge or sofas or fridges or soft toys. It just helps me deal with my own issues, I suppose, as well. Everyone has sometimes these funny thoughts. Well, it's nice to react on them, I think. Well, I think this is it. It's finished. I will see you soon, perhaps. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.